Hello, you've reached the Running from Diabetes hotline. To enter a race, plus one. To enter your blood sugars, press two. To gripe about being a diabetic, press three. To listen to the podcast, press four. Welcome to the Running from Diabetes podcast. This is Kevin Kilograms, and this is my audio journal of my life dealing with diabetes as I train for endurance sports.
Good evening, Running from Diabetes. This is Kevin Kilograms, and you reached me once again out on a long run as I train for endurance sports. Dealing with diabetes. It's a Sunday, September 12th, and I'm on a 10-miler, which leads me to last week I was having such a hard time on the 16, and then my runs this week were pretty hard, so I've had to chip back to from the full to the half marathon. This is one of those make a compromise. I got hit with a not only with all the health problems, but some news. My dad, who I take care of, he lives in our house, and we take care of him. Has been getting sicker and sicker. My dad's been disabled for years, but had another bout of cancer, and this time the renal cell cancer that he had has slipped into his lungs, and they cut it out, went in and, you know, removed it, but during the process they investigated his lymph nodes and had seen that it hit the lymph nodes and it's transferred throughout his body, and now he has it in his brain and all sorts of other places, and they have given him a not very long to live. We've moved him back into the house from the hospital and then the rehabilitation center, and now it's just hospice care. I'm going to try to make him comfortable as long as possible. So that will eat into more time, but it's what is required. So, on the bright side, my running, this 10-miler has just been actually exhilarating. You know, maybe it's the depressing news and opening the stress gates, and then maybe this run has just literally been able to flush it away. Or maybe it's just by cutting it. I was supposed to do 18 today and cutting it down to 10. Also, I cut it from 3-in-1s to 2-in-1s. I thought, you know, I'm not going for speed and not going for a, how you doing?
Hello.
Not going for anything other than just to get it in, that I thought I would chip it down to something that I would really enjoy. I'm wearing my watch and going out here. So, I'm on the last, I don't know, what, a mile and a half. I took a little extended walk break here to kind of set my recorder up and get moving. My watch is acting weird. I have this old Garmin 301, which is one of the really early, I've had it for years, really early versions of the Garmin running GPS running watch, heart rate monitor, and although it's a fantastic watch, a little bulky, it's just done me so well, but it's got a few quirks lately. Not every interval timer goes off, and so I'd be running along, and I look down, and man, I should have stopped, you know, I should have been had a walk break 5 minutes ago, or, you know, some fool thing like that. So since I listened to my iPhone, you know, the iPod on my iPhone, picked up an app that's just a timer, you know, it's an interval timer, and it sort of chimes when it's time to walk, and chimes when it's time to run. That's the same thing as people wear the little belt clips that vibrate. And, I don't know, everybody's got their own thing. I'm trying to find my way. I've relied on this watch for so many years, it's kind of weird. But it's like a triangle bell in my ear. Very light one. Kind of pleasing. So as I'm listening to music, this is the first run I've tried with it, and it works very well. Got a phone call. I was talking to a buddy of mine who may join me for the half marathon. And it continued to chime in the background. That was kind of cool. Only thing it's not doing now is chiming that when I am recording. Has to have some limitations, I guess. Well, it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. I'm running in the dark. I get up at 4:30 this morning to get this long run in. And I shouldn't say that. I woke up at 3:30 with a low, really low blood sugar. Now, I've probably said in the past, low blood sugars are really mean, little SOBs. Your body reacts to them by dumping adrenaline. And your brain slows way down. A lot of people are thought to be drunk, severely drunk, when their sugars go low. A lot of people get arrested for DUI and then found later to be hyperglycemic. So, you wake up, of course you need to get sugar in you, and I keep glucose tabs, but they're short and fast acting. So then I want to put something a little bit more substantial in my body. Downstairs, I have Chewy bars. So I go downstairs, there I have some fiber in them. They're chocolate dipped. They're just a shade better than a Snickers, but you know, way worse than a Clif Bar or something, but they're good enough. They deliver 20 grams of sugar, and with the fiber and the chocolate, they're slower acting. Then what you're supposed to do is wait a half an hour, 15 minutes to half an hour, depending on how low, and retest again and make sure you're coming up. Just because you eat doesn't mean you've eaten enough, or it can mean you've eaten too much. Well, since it's 3:30 in the morning, I was a zombie. And I went back upstairs with every intention of testing my blood sugar again and fell asleep. And then at 4:30 I woke up and thought, you know what? It didn't even occur to me to test my blood sugar. I've been up, this little blood sugar really upset my thing, and I can easily push back my long run by an hour. So I set my alarm back an hour. And then I woke up at 5:30. And the mistake was not testing at that 4:30. Had I known, I'd have been able to realize that my blood sugars were extremely high, overeaten. And Now they're way over 400. Now they're very dangerous. You feel like flu, and high enough to cause something called ketoacidosis, which can put you in the hospital, so you start treating, but not able to run. Absolutely dangerous to do any exercise at that high level. So I sat around, treated, and sat around. Finally, like 7:30 arrives, and it's too late. I've got a million things to do. We've got a hospital bed coming. We've got an oxygen machine for my dad coming. We've been working all week on the bedroom, getting it all clean and spiffy. My dad's a pack rat, and so we got in there and literally got rid of all a bunch of crap, put away a bunch of stuff, give him a clean start. He'll mess it up soon enough, but it'd probably be, needless to say, I wasn't able to get the run in. So I started on the getting the day progressing, and it just occurred to me that I have too much on my plate and not enough health to make this marathon happen. But I can easily, now that I'm up to miles, I think I pretty much can make the half. So that's what of course my wife had to sit down and talk with me. And made it evident that she was not comfortable with this marathon and all the things going on also. So I will have to say that I was persuaded as well. So now I got everything done and I'm able to get out. Got all my blinky lights all over me. Wasn't thinking twice, but I'm wearing a dark shirt. I don't usually wear dark shirts when I run in the dark. But I do have two blinky lights, you know, red blinky lights, and then a headlamp. It's not dark so much that I need the headlamp to see. I mean, it's dark, but half moon, it's lighting up the sky. But I wear it so people can see me. I actually started the 100 push-up program this week. I don't know, last week. I think I talked to you about that. And I've been doing it. They're not really getting easier, but I'm getting through the reps easier. Probably because I haven't had any major step up. And I take a day off between the days. It's probably 10 or 15 minutes worth of push-ups. I only knocked out like today. This afternoon I did 50. And feeling really good about that. Based on that and the running, and I've been doing my best to keep a food log, something that most diabetics and a lot of people losing weight do. It's not something you have to keep absolutely every day, but you're trying to keep it every day for a couple weeks and then you relax for a few days. A lot of people keep it every day, period. I just not in a position to, you know, my lunches are so short that I'm not in a position, but I'm trying really hard, and based on that, I'm realizing that I'm not eating anywhere near enough calories, which is probably one of the reasons I'm not losing any weight. A lot of times what happens is you go into a starvation mode and your metabolism slows down. At least this is everything I've read. So based on my nutritionist and my dietitian, when I meet with them, everything I've read and everything that's out there, I'm definitely not eating enough. So I've increased my calories, and I actually have lost 4 pounds. Surprise, surprise. Giving me a glimmer of hope in the weight loss department. Just a little while ago, not far. So other than that, I lost weight, cut back that news. I didn't really have a topic. I just had picked several notes to go over and give you sort of, this is an update episode. So, if at nothing else, I will catch you the next episode. This is Kevin Kilograms, and I'm out.
Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, the plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete and cars are their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther, I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty señoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as the song I drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar. And I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. And all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Hey boss, do me a favor and pass me the Jaeger. I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Cause señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. You got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. I'm just gonna kick it on the lake. With my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.